Amen.
Thank you so much, Lord, for making us a physical body of glorified flesh and bones that is made from your very own. And as your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Our beloved Paul and all the saints are here, rejoicing in this word they now hear. In glorified flesh and bones, they too were made from the Lord's very own. And with us, they now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. We're speaking a new and pure language. It's the word of the Lord that's never been heard before. In glorified flesh and bones, made from the Lord's very own. And as your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Thank you so much, Lord, for making us a physical body of glorified flesh and bones that is made from your very own. And as your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Our beloved Paul and all the saints are here, rejoicing in this word they now hear. In glorified flesh and bones, they too were made from the Lord's very own. And with us, they now sing a new song. All the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. We're speaking a new and pure language. It's the word of the Lord that's never been heard before. In glorified flesh and bones, made from the Lord's very own. And as your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Is that a new song?
No. Yeah. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. The wife sang the new song, and I thought Barbara was singing new and there, but she is one she had for a while, but she just hadn't sung it much. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's good to be here and feel the blessings of the Lord and to receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And it's just real, real good. Amen. Praise God. All right. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. We have a beautiful day here in Dawsonville. A little cool. Amen. But that's That's just the way the season's supposed to be. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Bible and all that's written therein. Praise the Lord. When we begin in Genesis, we go all the way through, and the Old Testament finish up there, and then we go into the New. Amen. That New begins a new beginning there, see? Amen. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 here, and I'm not going to explain the story of the earth, what the different phases prior to Genesis 1, because a lot of that, you use your own imagination on some of it, but we do know that there was creation before then, before man put on the earth. But in Genesis chapter 1, God goes back to the time he created the earth. See, it reads like this: in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And then we're so tempted to go on and read more here, but we have other places and so on. But we just praise God that in the beginning, God created it. Amen. And then it don't tell us here how he created it. But it does in when you get to St. John. He began to bring in about the new creation. In the beginning was the Word, see? Yeah. Amen. So we thank God for the Bible, the Word of God. So let's pray this morning before we begin. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you. We just come praising you and thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to come and speak about your word, speak about you, and speak about the great things that's taking place even now. Amen. And we just praise God for it. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. That's all we can say. We never could thank you enough. But we praise the Lord, amen, for all the good things that God's doing. Now, when we come over to the new covenant, it started there when Jesus was crucified and resurrected and came forth. Then there was a new covenant. Praise the Lord. And then here in St. John, the first chapter, and the very first verse start off with the similarities of Genesis, but with more details. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. Now that's bringing in what the Word's going to develop into. Amen. God's own Son. Amen. He was the Word made flesh, as we'll see. And then we, as the wife of the Lamb, married to this Word that was made flesh. Amen. And become part of it. So we become part of the Word that was with the Father from the beginning. Amen. That's the beautiful thing about it. Amen. We're eternal. And always has been. Praise the Lord. We just need that eternal life to come into us. Amen. And when I say always has been, I'm talking about in God's mind, in God's plan, in God's dream that he dared to dream, see? Amen. We were right there, part of it. So it tells about creating the heavens and the earth and so on, but it don't tell what he used. It just says God created heaven and earth. That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And, of course, that covers the regulations, everything he gave to mankind after the fall throughout the Old Testament. But when we get to the New Testament, then there's a new covenant. Amen. And it's a beautiful. That's where God and man unites together. Amen. By the Word. glory to God, by being united to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That puts us right there with him where the word's at, see? Glory to God. So all those things are so beautiful. And we're eternal beings, see? That's all there is to it. Amen. And so that's what God has put in his word. He lets us know. So I'll begin reading again in St. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, that word with there has a good meaning to it, showing that that was God and then that was his Word. Amen. And his Word that was there was to be manifested into something. And the first thing we see that word being manifested into is flesh and bone. We'll get that in verse 14 here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now let's go on down to verse 14 and show what was with the Father and how God works out everything. He did it by the Word. Then in the book of Hebrews, it says we understand the world were framed by the Word of God. So God had some help there. There was God and that was his Word. Amen. And that's so important here because we are united and one with that Word by our marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're part of that Word. Amen. That was with the Father in the beginning. Say, praise the Lord. So reading verse 14 here, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, I want you to notice that the Word that was with the Father was made flesh. Now, how can Word be made flesh? Well, that's a good question. And it's a question that's being answered in our day as we go along here before we're completely changed over into glorification and it's completing. See, we are the Word, see. And we were with the Father in the beginning, and in the beginning was the Word, and all that, and then, see, we're joined to that and is part of it. Amen. And Paul picked that up in Ephesians chapter 5 when he spoke about the marriage, it's a great mystery, and so on. But he says, there we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Glory to God. So that puts us right there. That puts our flesh and bones part of the Father's flesh. The Father didn't have flesh and bone. Neither did the Word have flesh and bone. See, it was spirit. Glory to God. But now the Word was made flesh. Amen. And then we're part of that Word that's made flesh. Glory to God. So we're part of the Godhead. Amen. And when we begin to look at this and realize we can let our faith grow and we can feel good about ourselves, and that's one thing the devil don't like for us to do. He don't like for us to feel good about ourselves. And he don't want us to feel good about our position in God. Amen. And that's, he lost his position. He had a wonderful position at one time. And he was Lucifer, the angel of light, the light bringer and so on. And he had that position, but he exalted himself and wanted to pick himself up, put his throne among the stars, and God gave him the earth down here, and he fell and he lost it. Amen. Then, of course, God gave it to Adam, and Adam also lost it. Glory to God. But then when the Word was made flesh here in the first chapter of St. John here, it says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Full of grace and full of truth. Now, if he's full of grace and full of truth, and we're part of him, connected to him, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, he said, then we're full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. And that we got to claim. Amen. The devil don't like it, but we don't pay much attention to what he likes and what he don't like. Amen. Because we're part of that word, and we're part of that word, and that word, it just grows in us, and more and more we're taking on that glorified flesh and bone till it's totally completed. Amen. And so this victory is so complete, amen, that it's just wonderful. So we see these things about God in the beginning. Amen. Notice Genesis don't tell who was with him or what was going on. That was before he's created a lot of the angels and so on. And we don't even know if Lucifer was created at that time. Amen. But as he was, and God gave him the earth to rule over, and all the big animals, dinosaurs, and whatever he had here. And he began to go against God's plan. God's plan is perfect peace and rest and joy, love. And the devil, no doubt, began to say, I wonder what would happen if these big animals begin to fight one another and so on. And began to get an evil thought in his heart. Amen. And he fell, and his name was changed from Lucifer. Amen. Which means angel of light. His name was changed to the devil, Satan, and even that old serpent, the word calls him. Amen. So we see how it all fell away. But that had to be to give everyone on this earth a chance to be tried and accept the Lord for what he is and for who he is. Amen. And we accept him because we love him. It's our own decision. God knew we would make it because we could make no other, because we were part of it to begin with. Amen. So in the beginning was the Word. Amen. And the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh. That's where we come in now. The Word was made flesh as the human being here. Amen. We were part of that Word back then, but the Word become flesh. It came become flesh first in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he took us as his wife. Yeah, and it was glorified flesh and bone. See, one thing about the Word, Jesus said there was two steps to that. There, where Jesus walked here, he could do all the miracles and everything when Christ came into him, and he could walk on water and do many things, and he even prepared some fish for the disciples who was out fishing after he was crucified. Amen. So we see all that's taking place. But we see he was to have a wife. Amen. And that's when Paul came along. He began to put some thoughts in there that would grow and grow. Amen. And we could begin to get the idea of what his plan was. Amen. And now, glory to God, we've married to him, and has become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. And we're word of his word, which put the same word we are, the same word God is. Amen. Because God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word that was God became flesh, see? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And there we are connected in after the Lord crucified, paid for the sins of the whole world. Amen. And went down in prison, delivered the Old Testament saints out, and brought them forth. Amen. And then the plan of God began to unfold itself more and more. Hallelujah, because we can see Jesus, a glorified man. Hallelujah. And I say we, I'm talking to the wife, the church, and so on. Not us personally could see him there, because we were yet to be made flesh, made part of God in that sense, and that would be by our marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's what we are today. And Paul spoke of as the mystery of marriage. And that's Ephesians 5 again. So here we are today, glory to God, and we've come through all those times, and now we're right here where we can claim it. Hallelujah, seeing everything has been fulfilled and brought us up to this point in time. Hallelujah, and God's got a great, great place for it, starting in the millennia. And we have a message that we brought sometime back, maybe 2-3 years ago, amen, about the millennia and the new earth. See, God brought in the millennia, that fixed up everything. By the time the millennia is over with, glory to God, and those that's born and raised in the millennia, they'll get their trial and testing. Amen. That'll be the great white throne judgment. And all that wasn't found written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast in the lake of fire, see? Amen. Those that were born and raised during that time period. And then we go into that perfection plus. Amen. Where there's no sin, no devil. Amen. Then we get to the place where there's nothing but joy, peace, and all those great things. Amen. We're in the place of peace at the end of that millennia. Amen. Because the devil wants to go up to a certain area. See, that's why he did. He gathered his hordes together to go up into a certain area. Means the saints of God, amen, in this certain area. And here, amen, as he goes up, amen, God steps in, and there's no more battles. All fire just come down from heaven and divine. Amen. And then that Satan and all his hordes are cast in the lake of fire. And the lake of fire, for one thing, it is to destroy. Amen. And nothing ever comes out of the lake of fire. Amen. That's why the beast, the false prophet, those spirits, they were cast in the lake of fire. But Satan, he weren't. He were bound and put in prison till 1,000 years up. Amen. Because he was to be loosed again to see what he would do. And God knew. But it gives everybody a trial, a test. And here we are today, been through the trials, been through the tests. Amen. And the millennia is so near the beginning. Glory to God, the 70th week of Daniel. And the things we see right now is the absolute scripture being fulfilled in the Middle East. Amen. Amen. Sometime in reading, even myself, thought that it would be over in a day or two, you know. Amen. We didn't see a fight ahead like taking place in the Middle East. But God thus ordained it. And the battle will be won. Israel will win. And they'll have that land. And glory to God, that place in Jerusalem there, of Jerusalem, that'll be someplace where we will want to. Amen. We got a desire to be there now. Amen. That's a place. Glory to God, where the saints are all gathered together, and Satan will try to go up with his hordes, and God will send the fire, amen, and consume them, and they'll be cast in the lake of fire for complete destruction, to never to be no more, not even come in our mind. Hallelujah. So today, we're just praising God, loving him, and being part of the Word makes us part of God. Amen. How does it make us part of God? Because that Word was made flesh through the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Amen. And when the angel came to the Virgin Mary, amen, she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." When the angel told her what would be, and of course, he was here tried and tested and tempted, the Bible says, in all points as like as we are in his lifespan. Amen. And yet here he stands, glory to God, victorious over every trial, over every test. Then when he was crucified and rose, see, that's when he came forth in glorification. The body was glorified. Amen. And that's what we're married to, the glorified Christ. Now, if we're married to the glorified Christ, amen, then we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh of the glorified Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And here we are today living in glorification, see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It feels good to live in glorification. Amen. It feels good to know that we were there. We were all the way back part of God. But then God brought us into the Godhead part through the flesh, marriage and the flesh and blood. Amen. Flesh and bone of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We're his wife.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible calls us the wife of the Lamb. She's made herself ready, and to her was granted, and to her alone. And it's so important here, and I'll get asked about this occasionally. It's so important to know that we're married to the Lord Jesus Christ and to become bone of his bone. And we alone are clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. While there is another group, saved, born again people, that's part of God in another realm, glory to God, and they are dressed in white robes. That's what those that came out of great tribulation and no doubt through the church ages, amen, that wasn't ordained to be the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. They have come forth in white robes, and I'll tell you, it's a beautiful sight to behold a multitude, amen, that no man could number, that you couldn't look at them and tell, give an accurate estimate of what how many it would be, all dressed in white robes. And oftentimes we hear people sing the song about white robes won't be dressed in what one of that number dressed in white robes. Somehow or another they just miss something else that's even greater there. Amen. That's the wife of the Lamb. That's his wife, a special group of people, glory to God, that is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, which puts us the part of that Godhead, part of God. Amen. In that sense, the part that you can see, feel, hear. Amen. And here we are rejoicing in the Lord today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And we're not denying it. Amen. We're confessing it. Glory to God. Sometimes, you know, the body may get feeling low in spirit somewhat. We may, and may have different trials and tests and feel like we're not that. But a trial don't mean you're not there. Being tested don't mean you're not there. Amen. And thinking you're not that don't make you not that, because you are that.
Amen.
Amen. You're thinking in this body, if you think I can't be that, I'm just not good enough. He didn't say you were good enough. You were chosen before you were ever created.
Amen.
Amen. So you are good enough. And you are that, hallelujah, and we walk in appreciation of that as the wife of the Lamb, and there is nothing, no greater calling, because you're the wife of the Lamb, you're part of that Lamb, and if you're part of that Lamb, you're part of God, hallelujah, and not only just part of God, but the Godhead part of God,
amen,
where the thinking come from, and all the other. Glory to God, while there's a group that's no man can number of saints dressed in white robes, praising God, but the Bible says they serve him day and night. They serve him. Amen. They're servants. Glory to God, but we're not servants. Amen. We're the wife. Amen. Made out of the very same thing the Lord is. Amen. Try some of this water here. Amen. So we're just rejoicing in the Lord and reading the Word of God. And I like to go back and read from time to time the Word in certain places Amen. And then here in this last day, for the wife, for the married wife, glory to God, it wasn't written here too much for her. Amen. But it's written that she'd be married, see. Amen. It's written that it'd be a wedding. And it says that was a mystery. Amen. But now there's no longer a mystery for the wife of the Lamb. And now here's some writing for us to refresh ourselves on. Amen. The books that we're writing and so on. And God's blessing it. And you'll just get blessed from it. Amen. Don't mean we forsook the Bible, but we know the Bible, the Old Testament part, but most of it's basically happened throughout time of the Old Testament, it, with the exception of the prophecy that was laid in that's to take place. In Zechariah chapter 14, amen, 12, chapter 12, amen, it tells about the battles. It tells about all nations turned against Israel. Amen. But it tells about God's deliverance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I tell you what, all these, now see, we're living in the hour that's taking place while the bride, the wife of the Lamb, has writing. She can read and rejoice and praise God. Amen. And when she get running, feel like she's a little down, amen, in spirit, let her read something. Read these books, and it's for her, and it just caused that heart to begin to rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. And she began to sing to the Lord, and the Lord began to sing back to her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's when we can say, Jesus Christ, our husband, Jesus Christ is our King. Amen. And we're part of Him, say.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I like the story there where it's put a separation there. Where Satan and his group at the end of the millennium, because he'll be loose for a season, amen, tries to go up to the saints, camp of the saints, which shows she's in a different place, see. Amen. And from those of great white, dressed in white robes, those in white robes that are just before the throne, they're serving God and all those things, but there's a wife of the Lamb, she... John said, this group here, amen, this woman here, this is a wife of the Lamb, and she's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, separated her completely.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what has happened in this day and this hour. And many people misunderstand a lot of time. They think God's not moving, and God's not moving like He used to, and so on. Well, He's not moving like He used to, but He's moving fulfilled the part of the plan that's laid out that's to be fulfilled in this day and this hour,
amen.
And it's being perfectly fulfilled.
We praise you,
amen. Hallelujah. There's a word coming for it. Hallelujah. And not only God's having it put in written form that we can, in the times when we may be down out in the bodily way, amen. But then we get reading this word, it supercharges. Amen. But it makes us realize who we are and what we are. And you don't read long till you feel like just laying the book down and shout a while.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because this, you're living right in the midst of the fulfilled word. Amen. Just like with Israel, we can see the natural word. We can see it being fulfilled. And we can see how everything's taking place. Amen. And soon it'll be that they'll have their land, all of it back. Glory to God. And then there's where we're going to wind up. Amen. Right there in that same area. Glory to God. And the camp of the saints, the enemy will try to go up to the camp of the saints. Amen. But that's when he's going to be destroyed completely. Amen. That's when fire come down from heaven. Glory to God. The wife of the Lamb won't have to fight any more battle. Glory to God. Once she completes her glorification here, there'll be no more battles for her. Amen. So, yes, the marriage is taking place. Now, fighting it's a thing of the past. And we don't even remember it hardly. Amen. It's soon plumb out of our mind. Amen. I've been ministering since way too young, I suppose. But I guess God wanted to start training that, the preaching and training and so on, to know how to stand for the word, and know how to bring the word, and know what word would be. Glory to God. So we've come through all that, what the churches came through, and Pentecost, and all the, a lot of fanaticism was along the way, but somehow or another, God kept me from getting too involved in the fanaticism. Amen. And here we are today, just as happy as can be, and we see that word, and to us, it's as clear as crystal. Amen. That clear river of water. Amen. I was thinking about it once, a couple of years back, maybe, and the Lord showed me. He showed me the main river of life. Everything gets its life from that main river of life. But then I looked, and there was a river, another river there. I don't know if it had broke loose from that river or how it came about, how it came into being. I didn't see it, just saw the river. And it was clear as crystal, while the main river just run right on down. Amen. Amen. So we got our main river of life. That's for the wife of the Lamb. It's as clear as crystal. Yes. Amen. It's not the main river that runs through. It's a river that has broke loose, I'd say. That's what I was thinking. I think this river has broke loose from that.
Amen.
But the water is so clear, clear as crystal. You've never saw such clear water. Amen. Amen. And that's what this is doing today. It's as clear as crystal. And in the books that we're writing, glory to God now, in the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, or maybe even longer than that. Well, we've been writing for many years, since in the late 60s. But began to get into the depths of it, begin to see the wife of the Lamb. And at first, when I started, I didn't realize about the wife of the Lamb. I just thought about being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and et cetera, like that. Amen. But then the revelation gradually began to come in about the marriage of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here we are now. We partook of it. And now we are to rejoice in the Lord. And we are to receive. And those books, that writing, that's what keeps us. It helps us a lot. Glory to God. It makes us rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And sometimes you'll read things we didn't even remember putting in, that God just put the anointing up on, and it began to live, see.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we got the Old Testament, and then we got the New Testament written, and the apostles of the Lord, the Jewish church started out with that. And there's a white robes, see.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And they are so beautiful, see.
Good.
Amen. So there's a white robe. But then, here at the end time, God is about to rapture us away. Now, wherever that's at, that's good. I don't have a lot of details on it, and I don't need to know. But I know this, glory to God, that the camps of the saints were different, and the enemy tried to go up and fight with them. But God just let fire come down, because that we have no fighting. Glory to God.
Yeah.
The glory of God's being poured out.
Amen.
And it's being poured out in such a way. And it makes us so excited. Sometimes we get so excited it's hard to sleep, you know. Glory to God. Get thinking about these good things.
Yeah.
The blessings. Amen. There's nothing like in the whole world. Glory to God. And we would think everybody should want this. Well, it's not laid out in God's plan like that, but because everybody's not the wife of the Lamb. See? Amen. Everybody's not bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh in that part. Amen. But everybody does receive the benefit of him shedding his blood on the cross there, that supreme sacrifice that he made for all of God's people. Amen. As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. See? Amen. But now, not only sons of God, we become the wife of the Lamb, and that's putting it right up there, part of him. Amen. And there's nobody he's as close to as his wife, because he is part of her. She's part of him. Amen. And he's part of God, and God's part of him. And then the wife being part of him makes us that part of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And put us in that eternal state way back there that we didn't know about. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's hard to stay on the ground sometimes. Glory to God. We rejoice in the Lord. We praise him, and we walk with him. Amen. And our heart is fixed. David said, my heart is fixed. Amen. So I'll tell you what, because that's what we are. We just came into what we are. Amen. And what we were then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here we are today, going forth, rejoicing. Amen. And we're seeing the things of God just get more and more and more.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God that we have a book will be coming off the press in the next, next few weeks. Amen. Maybe this next week, by next weekend, we might have that. We should have the...
By the middle of the week, we should have the digital copy on the net.
Yes, we should have the digital copy on the net, sometime by the middle of the week or something, last week.
Yeah.
Amen. And we can't give a direct date on that, because there's several of us working on different parts, and each one does their part.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But for the writing of it and all, it's all coming right here. Amen. Us writing the book, but the printing of it, then the different people does the different things, don't it? Amen. And I'll tell you, we're just so happy we can't stand it. Hallelujah. We're waiting for it. Amen. I want to get a hold of it myself. Glory to God. Amen. I've always been a reader since the Lord taught me how to read. Amen. That's one thing I enjoy doing, reading something. If it's real, if it's timely, and like that, it just kind of grabs me. Amen. Hard to turn it loose. Glory to God. Many times my wife has called me, I'd be in another room reading or something, and call me and have supper ready. Amen. I think they call it dinner now. We used to have breakfast, dinner, supper. Now they change it over to breakfast. I don't know what to call it, midday meal. But they call the evening meal dinner.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I'm trying to adjust a little bit to the new phraseology. Glory to God. But when I get reading that word, it could be dinner, it could be supper, it could be breakfast. Amen. You may have to call several times to get my attention if I'm real deep in it, see. Glory to God. Amen. I want to stay real deep in it. Of course, I've got to operate here in this world. Amen. I mean, the things I've got to do in the natural realm. Glory to God. If it was left up to me, I probably wouldn't never get out much and just read and study and pray and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. But sometimes other duties call me to do other things, see. Amen. That would take me away from some of my reading. Amen. So when I go somewhere, usually, I'll usually have the Bible or the books, amen, to read if I'm going to have to wait or something. And it's just good to get feeling good.
Amen.
Amen. If I have to go to the doctor for a checkup or something, amen, I'll have one there, and they have to call my name more than one time sometime, unless my wife there, she is most all the time with me. And I'll be... we both may be read. Yeah. So be reading, and they'll call me. I done forgot where I was at and what I was doing, other than just in that word. Amen. and I got to get out and get in another gear there for a moment. Praise the Lord. So God's real. He's moving by His Spirit. The greatest thing we've ever come into. Amen. And there's nothing no greater. We couldn't ask for a greater blessing. Amen. This is the ultimate. Amen. Oh, glory to God.
Okay.
I tell you, it's so good, isn't
Thank
it?
You, Lord.
Amen. This year. And John, I was going to read more here, but I could read more, but I've said most of it here. But I like that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That Word that was with God became flesh and blood. Amen. Flesh and bone through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're joined to that. Amen. We're married. He chose us. We were chosen before the world was. God knew that. But Jesus, when He saw us, amen, there's my wife, He says. Amen. We were married, become one with Him. Glory to God, and that puts us part of God. God part of us. Amen. We're part of one another. That's the Godhead part of God.
Amen.
Amen. God's everywhere present, has people everywhere that does different things. In the great eternal age, there'll be people, just natural people, not necessarily, they wouldn't have to be born again, because that sin has been taken away and cursing and all that in that eternal time. Amen. And they'll be there. They'll rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Not as born again saints, or not the wife of the Lamb, or not necessarily somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. There'll be somebody living in the presence of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And when they're in our presence, they're in the presence of eternal life. When they're in our presence, they're in the presence of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Which puts them in the presence of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. It just gets so good.
Amen.
So much blessing. Amen. And we get started talking about it. Amen. There's no place hardly to stop it, because it just keeps coming, unfolding, these great things. But the greatness of the wife of the Lamb, how could you ever tell about the greatness of it? Amen. That's the greatness of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the greatness of God. Amen. That we become part of, in the sense of being married to His Son.
Amen.
Glory to God. And in the bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love Him today?
Amen. We praise You.
Glory to God. I just feel good.
We praise You.
Feel so good and rejoicing. And sometimes you just don't want to stop, but then you know we'll just continue our praise elsewhere. But my wife, she'll get back and start working on getting this on, so that the people that's not hearing it we can hear and rejoice in the Lord and get blessed by it. Hallelujah. So here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, and here we are today so happy that we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Being the wife of the Lamb, that means we're part of Him. And if we're part of Him, we're part of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. See, now, won't you know it? The Word was with. Amen. The Word was with God. That puts that separation of the Father and Son there just a bit. Amen. Well, now we as part of that Word, is with God also. Hallelujah. And God's everywhere present at the same time, in His people, in the realm that they are to serve in, to whatever they're to be. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have all I don't know all it'll be, what they will, rest of them will be. But I do know this, they'll live in eternity, have eternal life. Glory to God, because God, when He built these bodies to begin with, He built something in them, the ability to renew the cells, to renew themselves.
Right.
Amen. And one said, like an eagle that renews its youth.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. So I'm 85, and I guess my youth get renewed from time to time. Glory to God, and we appreciate that. Amen. All right, so we're going to bow our head in word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pray that You'll take these words and that You'll use them for Your glory. amen, that the glory of God will shine upon them, and that people will hear and be blessed and read and be blessed. And we just thank you, Lord, for all the good things you're doing for us. Amen. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And thank you, Lord, for sharing that name with us, Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
And we just praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. Father, you want to come forward and sing for us today? Amen. We just praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise
you, have a testimony,
Lord. Amen. Now, Ben was talking about not being able to sleep at night, and because we get so excited and everything, we're talking on the Word, and we just having trouble sleeping and everything, and we're getting used to the being able to operate on just a couple of hours sleep and go on as though we've had a good night's sleep, and we're just having a wonderful time in the Word, and because we're living, the wife is living in glorification, and as we're taking it on and everything, and it's just a wonderful time, and you couldn't ask for anything better. And I like that what Ben said about, you know, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament there with the white robes. So something was written for the to show the white robes there through the New Testament. They wrote about the white robes. And but there was nothing written about the fine linen, clean and white. You know, we have like a prophecy there, you know, where John mentions the fine linen, clean and white. But nothing was actually written about it, you know, as a living word. And so that's what's happening now, is we've been writing about, the wife has been writing about fine linen, clean and white, the glorified flesh and bones. Because you can't have one without the other, okay? If you have fine linen, clean and white, you have glorified flesh and bones, because they go hand in hand. And I just praise the Lord, and I thank him too for, you know, just everything he showed us, everything he's doing for us, the provision he's made for us, even spiritually, and with the glorified flesh and bones, and the natural provision even. I mean, he has really done it upright for us, and we just appreciate it so much. And I thank you for the message today. It was really wonderful. I got so many good things out of that. I wrote them down, okay? I'm not going to go into how much I got yet, okay? But anyway, it's when you folks go back to hear this again, and the folks that haven't heard it, I tell you, there's going to be a lot of things come out at you that's really wonderful that I got out of it. So I just praise the Lord, and thank him for everything. Let's take a moment to tell about the word that Paul sowed, a secret hidden God, but now made known. The departed saints are now here. We're no longer alone. And together we can say that we're called away by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. Called away to see you, my Lord, face to face forevermore. For we've stepped through that invisible door by the wife's message of glorifying flesh and bones. Caught away to see you, my Lord, face to face forevermore. For we've stepped through that invisible door by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. No more time to be weary or do other things. For behold, the fullness of the Spirit now flows. Our glorification has taken hold, and we're called away
by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. Caught away to see you, my Lord, face to face forevermore. For we've stepped through that invisible door by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. No more time to be weary, undo other things. For behold, the fullness of the Spirit now flows. Our glorification has taken hold, and we're caught away by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. Caught away to see you, my Lord, face to face forevermore. For we step through that invisible door by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. For we step through that invisible door by the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We love you, my Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Called away. Glory to God. This is so real. We could talk about it all day here, and we'll probably wind up mostly talking about this good word and so on while we continue to do the other things that's necessary now. So we just praise God and thank Him and love Him. So we'll just bow our head in prayer. Beginning to miss. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for service today and for your blessing, for being among us. And we thank you for this good word and for the good singing and everything, Lord. It's just our hearts just bubbling over with the thanks and praise.
Amen.
For the great things that you're doing. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.